الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أيها الأخوة في درود شريف اللهم صل وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك My most respected علماء الكرام, elders and dear brothers in Islam. The day of Friday, when it occurs in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, it is regarded to be a Friday that is superior than other Fridays. So indeed it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's great immense mercy and His fadl and His grace that He has bestowed us with such ni'mats which we firstly cannot even understand and comprehend. To really apply our mind and think and fathom and try to understand what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed us with in the days of Zulhijjah, Yawmul Arafah, Hajj, Qurbani and all the different rites and actions and not. And it is something that is far beyond our intellect, our understanding, our comprehension. But as believers and as mu'mineen, we have one very significant aspect that we subscribe to. And that allows us to comprehend and to digest everything. And that is that we believe in ghaib. Our iman and our faith and our belief is in the unseen. So we haven't seen Allah Rabbul Izzat, but we believe in Allah Ta'ala. We haven't seen Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his lifetime, but we believe in Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in that respect, everything as far as our belief is concerned, whether it is Jannah, whether it is Jahannam, whether it is the Malaika and the angels who are present here in our gathering, is unseen to all of us. Unless there is someone very special who can see some of the Malaika who are standing at the door. But those people no longer exist, I would think. But nonetheless, we have this belief and we have this yaqeen. And this allows us to pursue these actions. It allows us to apply ourselves towards these rewards and to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these actions. Now, my dear friends, this season of Hajj and the discussion of Qurbani and Hajj is something that, of course, it has various angles and dimensions to it. And we can go into different discussions regarding Ibrahim ala Nabi alayhi salam, the history, Qurbani, etc. But perhaps for someone weak like myself, I thought that we would rather start at the beginning. That let us ask ourselves that where does all of this start? The whole dynamic of Hajj and the whole dynamic of the legacy of Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salam, which is such a profound history that it has a legacy of 4,000 to 5,000 years, an unbroken chain. There is no legacy that any nation or any individual can bring to compare with it. So where does all this come from and where does it start? And therefore we recited the ayat of the Quran Sharif, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, أَفْضَلُ ذِكْرِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ The most weighty, profound and deep statement that any person can bring upon his lips is La ilaha illallah. And my dear friends, the reality of the matter is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to make La ilaha illallah a state of heart, Allah Rabbul Izzat wants us to make La ilaha illallah a condition of our heart. And some of us may say that La ilaha illallah resists, it resides in our heart. Everyone's La ilaha illallah is in his heart. Most definitely. That is a requirement of kalima. That is a requirement of iman. But the proof of that would be in the application of a person. That has La ilaha illallah truly being manifested and expressed in our life. And that is the big question that we should ask ourselves. That are we living La ilaha illallah through our lives? So if we have to look at this kalima in itself, Shaykh al-Hadith Ma'a Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi has brought under the chapter of Fadail al-Dhikr and the virtues of kalima tayyiba, the hadith of Musa alayhi salam, or the incident of Musa alayhi salam, when he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, give me something special to read. Give me something special to read. I am Kalimullah, I speak to you. I communicate with you directly. I want some special recitation, some special word. And it is a human tendency for us to seek that which is unique. In the world we have things that are limited edition. People want to wear something that is unique that others are not wearing. People who like cars want to drive cars that others are not driving. It's a tendency of a human desire. So Musa ala Nabi wa sallam, because he's being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me that recitation which others do not read. Allah Rabbul Izzah told him, O Musa, read La ilaha illallah. Your will is La ilaha illallah. Musa alayhi salam said, O Allah, La ilaha illallah is recited by everyone. I want something dedicated. I want something special. I want something unique. Then Allah Rabbul Izzat said that, O Musa, La ilaha illallah, it is such a will, it is such a word, that everything is dependent on La ilaha illallah. Nothing can be more weightier than La ilaha illallah. Nothing is more profound and deep than La ilaha illallah. Nothing can supersede and surpass La ilaha illallah. So, O Musa, you also read La ilaha illallah. We find the elders of the past, they used to prescribe and themselves used to recite La ilaha illallah 24,000 times a day. And 24,000 times a day was a standard practice. Standard practice. As times went and spirituality became weaker, it came down to 12,000. And then 6,000. And nowadays, we find some of our mashayikh and our elders, they prescribe 1,000 times. A person really wants to absorb the essence of La ilaha illallah, then a good point to start is 1,000 times. But we know ourselves, how we are and who we are. So therefore, the prescription is 100 times. A person can't read it 1,000 times or 2,000 times or 6,000 times or 24,000 times, then at least 100 times. 100 times is a bare minimum for a person to begin to start understanding the reality of La ilaha illallah. Because the objective is not to read La ilaha illallah. The objective is to understand La ilaha illallah and to live the message of La ilaha illallah, to understand and the purport of La ilaha illallah. So therefore 100 times is the bare minimum starting point. And we should ask ourselves, my dear friends, where do we stand as far as 1,100 is concerned? Allah grant us ability and tawfiq. Because we can talk about Hajj and the legacy of Hajj, and we can talk about how good our Hajj was, and how many umrahs we made, and where we went, and what we did. But if we haven't started at Alif, at the starting point, and we haven't got an understanding of La ilaha illallah, then all our rights will be in its place and we should continue trying and doing things. But as they say, a person needs to start crawling to be able to walk. Otherwise it's outward manifestation. A person just goes through the motions, just does things as outward manifestation. And reality does not sit in. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, in these days, my dear friends, this should be our cry and dua. That Allah grant us reality, grant us realization, grant us understanding, grant us this depth that we are lacking. And we are all lacking it and we are all in need of it, my dear friends. And we should not allow these days to go past until we are able to absorb and grasp some percentage or some idea of its reality. May Allah bless us and grant us. Because we find in these days the very reason why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking us to say, say subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Read it abundantly, read it every day, read it all the time. For 10 days, go on and on and on. What is the reason, what is the purpose? On the day of Arafah, Allah is asking us to read the kalima, la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk, walahu alhamd, yuhi wa yumeet. It is so that we can absorb it and we can become so mindful of it. And we can become so engaged with these words, with these statements, with the message of these statements and the reality of these words, that eventually it permeates our very being. And it becomes a state. The idea of it is not to remain on the tongue. The idea of it is to become a state. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to bring it upon the tongue first. Because the tongue is an extension of the heart. When something is brought upon the tongue, we know, then that eventually, over time, through sincerity, through practice, through repetition, through revision, becomes a state of the heart. When a person does it with devotion, with sincerity, with continuity, with steadfastness, with dua, and with complete faith and conviction, then that ultimately now evolves into a state of heart. So let us look at this kalima, that what is it that is so weighty in it? Why is it the root of everything? Why is it the basis of everything? Why is it that only a Muslim can perform Hajj? Why is it that only a kalima, a reader of kalima, la ilaha illallah, qualifies for Hajj? Why is it that only a reader of kalima, la ilaha illallah, qualifies to make qurbani or to perform salah? Today people in the world want to fast because they want to resemble Muslims. Read enough stories on the internet. Solidarity. People want to be in solidarity with the Muslim. To have the experience. They want to know what it is. What moves you to stay hungry from dawn to dusk? What moves you to stand in prayer for so many hours? What moves you to leave the comfort of your home and go and live for a few days in the desert, in the midst of the heat of Arabia? What is it that makes people do all this? What is the defining factor? What is the moving factor? What is the motivation? The motivation is La ilaha illallah. And my dear friends, when we start with La ilaha, there are two components to our faith and our belief. Two fundamental components. And this is the lesson of life, it is the journey of life, it is the revision of our life, and it is the essence of our life. And it is the starting point of our life, and it is the end point of our life. Because when a person says, La ilaha, then that is the negation. And a person would only be able to bring affirmation when he first brings in negation. The negation of everything and everyone, of all power and all greatness, and all ability and all strength. When this reality, then a person has completed the fundamental part of his iman. In other words, he has now acknowledged with conviction and belief that everything is insignificant and unworthy, and everyone is insignificant and unworthy besides the power of Allah, besides the grandeur and the greatness of Allah, besides the ability and the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear friends, we know that as much as me and you can say La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, how much of that reality and how much of the reality of that negation is practiced in our life? Where does our conviction lie? Where does our conviction lie? How much of our conviction is in the greatness of Allah? In the power of Allah and in the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the exercise that we are undergoing at the moment. That is the exercise of qurbani. That is the exercise of hajj. And that is the exercise of taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly to remind the heart and to remind the yourself, the nafs, ourselves, that there is no ilah, there is no power, there is no greatness, there is no one worthy of praise, there is nothing. And the second component then brings a person to the affirmation, illallah. And that then completes a person's faith. It completes a person's iman. And of course, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam brings a person into that fold. So when we look at the events of Qurbani and Hajj and the legacy of Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salam, then we realize that Ibrahim alayhi salam was the living example and the model that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had presented to humanity of La ilaha illallah. When Ibrahim alayhi salam crushed his feelings, his desires, his thinking, his design, his everything, whatever he preferred and whatever he thought was good for him, that was set aside. That was the negation, La ilaha. And then, by him doing whatever he did, whether it was being thrown into the fire, or whether it was being separated from his family and his hometown, or whether it was taking that knife and placing it on his dear son's throat, all of that was illallah. He affirmed by his expression and by the manifestation of his action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows everything to prevail. And my dear friends, the lesson is that when a person now undertakes that or takes that position and makes that position a state and a condition within him, then the rest, the outcome is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam gave adhan there by the Kaaba Sharif, how many people were there? What statistics were there to say that there are going to be so many people who are going to come to perform Hajj? If he had to do a forecast and he had to do stats and he had to do maths, what conclusion would he have come to? Like how we sit and do projections and all of that. Although these things are not denied completely, maybe. Business is business, we must do business. It's important. It's about conviction and belief. Conviction and belief is not in forecast. It's not in stats. It's not in where we are and what position we take in our business or what trade we are in. Or which area we are in. But conviction is in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from us. And that was where Ibrahim ala Nabi Islam's conviction was. So when he built the house, he built it with that conviction. And when he gave the adhan, wa'adhin fi nas bil hajj, he gave it with that conviction. And the outcome, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed, perhaps not in his lifetime too. There were definitely less than 1 million people in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam performing hajj. Or maybe many much less. But today, we see the dua and we see the manifestation of the conviction of Ibrahim ala Nabi Muhammad. And this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when a person does something with conviction, with sincerity and with belief, then the promise of Allah will realize for that person in his lifetime and even after his lifetime. So my dear friends, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us this reality. Today there is a need for us to grasp the reality. The Quran is there, millions of copies, we read the Quran, we own the Quran, we hold the Quran, we believe in the Quran al-Kareem. But what relationship do we have with it? How do we read it? How do we engage with it? What value do we attribute to it? Salah itself, we perform Salah, we come for Jumu'ah, we come to the Masjid, we perform in Qurbani, we perform in Hajj, we are undertaking our rites. But why do we find ourselves in the same spiritual state? Why do we find ourselves running on the spot, if we want to put it that way? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that reality and grant us a starting point. That let us start with La ilaha illallah. Let us, if we cannot understand something that is of a very high magnitude, something that is beyond our comprehension. Sometimes when we read a very intricate book or a complex manual, we got to refer to someone who can explain those things to us. We ourselves cannot understand La ilaha illallah. Let us take understanding. Let us draw mentorship. Let us draw understanding from people who can give us understanding. Let us associate with people who are familiar with La ilaha illallah. Let us come to the markaz and the place where La ilaha illallah can be learned and understood. And it can be lived and practiced. We find that these centers are empty. The place where La ilaha illallah is learned, where it's understood, and where its reality can be acquired are empty. This is my reality and it's your reality, my dear friends. The masjids are empty. And the bazaars are full. The marketplace is full. And that is the place of destruction of La ilaha illallah. The weakening of Iman. So we can understand our state as an ummah, as a community, as a nation, as individuals. Why we are struggling and where we are faltering. Allah in these days brings these things to the fore. This is something that's supposed to be our day and night. It's not a season of Hajj that we live Hajj at that time of Hajj. And we heighten our consciousness at the time of Hajj and after Hajj. And everything fizzles away. And Ramadan comes again, we wake up. And we alive in ourselves. And after Ramadan, we go back to sleep. It should not be like that. This is our day and night. But Allah gives us these opportunities, knowing our nature and knowing our weaknesses. Allah brings these things to the fore. It heightens it in our life and in our minds and in our hearts. So that we can take it away with us. The takeaway is the most important thing in any aspect. The takeaway of salah is, like I am obedient in salah, like I do not do anything unlawful in salah, in that very same manner, I need to stay in a state of salah out of salah. The takeaway of qurbani is not the act of qurbani alone, just to slaughter that animal and then roll off. There's no ruling off in iman. That after qurbani everything is over, I wash my hands and slice the animal and distribute it and khatam. I'm happy with my achievement. Alhamdulillah. That is the fundamental. That's the validity. The act will not be accepted if that's not completed. But the takeaway of qurbani is to remain in the state of qurbani. The takeaway of hajj is for a person to remain in the state of ihram. To come out of ihram, to cut one's hair, to perform tawaf ziyara, that is coming out from the physical state of ihram. But a person stays in a state of ihram, in a state of watchfulness, in a state of consciousness, in a state of istihzar, in a state of labbaik, then we will say that that person's hajj is fulfilled. And that person has achieved hajj, and that person has achieved qurbani, and that person has achieved jumu'ah, who stays in a state of jumu'ah till the next jumu'ah. And if a person stays in that state till the end of his life, my dear friends, then that person is a reader of La ilaha illallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us La ilaha illallah. Let us live La ilaha illallah. Wa akhiru ta'awana.